The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome to The Shepherd at Work. This is a very unique show today because our guest, first time we have a guest that's on the phone. And Mike, the reason we had to do that is because we are taping the show prior to Nicole.
That's right.
And so we don't know what's in store, but again, we're praying that everybody came through this just fine, maybe a little wet, but safe.
Yeah, this is recorded on the eve of Nicole hitting us. So yeah, you're right. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it, to think about, we almost made it through the end of hurricane season.
Yeah.
And Nicole shows up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, an unwanted guest.
But our wanted guest is someone that we always love to have in the studio. And unfortunately, she has to do it by phone, which is Crystal Parker, the president of the Central Florida Christian Chamber and U.S. Christian Chambers, and also the principal of Intent and Impact. How do you find time to do it all, Crystal?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think last time I was here was right before Ian. So I'm just feeling maybe I'm a little unlucky.
I think what I'm hearing you say is that there could be an association with a couple of guys that are full of big wind. Is that what you're saying?
I did not say that, but that's a good inference.
Well, Crystal, a show that's about marketplace ministry and how to engage in the community for the cause of Christ, you know, you are the ideal guest to have on the show because you lead an organization where that really is your mission.
That's exactly right. As you were saying that, I just got to thinking about, you know, just the critical role that I get to play in kind of helping all of these businesses and organizations come together and support each other and pray for each other and refer each other and do business together. And it's really amazing what can happen and how that can transform a community and a city by the Christian business community coming together, uniting, and then seeing their business as an opportunity to reach more people for the kingdom. It's absolutely transformative to cities and communities.
What I've always liked about it, of course, being raised Jewish, and I saw the Jewish community, and the dollar transfers 8 times within the Jewish community before it goes out. And Jews know that, you know, culturally, Jews do business with Jews. And I think Christians, we need to seek out our brothers and sisters in Christ who own businesses and do business with them. Now, not if they're doing garbage business, but if they're living their testimony in their business, they should be pretty good. So Crystal, just recently, actually in October, you had the Business Expo, the Christian Business Expo. That was an amazing success. Mike, you and I were there. You got a ton of interviews.
I did. It was so much fun and being right on the expo floor.
And honestly, I've met tons of people that I'm still meeting with and developing relationships with. Money hasn't transferred, but you know what? It's all about building relationships, right, Crystal? The money comes, but the chamber is not a place for transaction. It's a place for transparency and building relationships.
Well, I think that's something that, you know, is legacy that you actually engraved in this chamber, that we wanted to make sure that we really held on to that. You coined it, serve, don't sell. And when people show up with a service mentality, and that's really what Jesus did. I mean, we're just modeling the greatest example of all time. And with that serve, don't sell mentality of how can I serve you? What can I do to support you and help you? That's how you grow your social capital. And social capital is more valuable than one transaction. And so that's really what we keep an emphasis on, is building those relationships, serving one another. And in doing so, millions of dollars are transferred as a result of members in the chamber doing business together.
Yeah, back in 2019, when we started talking about transition and God put on my heart to ask you to prayerfully consider stepping in as the president, you did. And was one of the things you brought to the table that I think is magnificent is this expo concept. So tell us what, and kind of give us a recap. What happened? What are some of the high points? What are some of the places where you saw God show up? And what does the future hold for this expo?
Well, thanks. You know, I thought that it would be really effective, instead of, you know, me sitting here telling you what I thought, was to go ahead and give on your show the first look at some of these surveys that we got back. We did an open forum survey. We had over 51 responses come in. Of course, we won't read all of them, but we asked them, what would you keep? What would you chuck? What would you change? What was your takeaway from the your time? And did you have an encounter with God? And then we asked some other, you know, just questions that are helpful for us as we start to plan for the future. And so I wanted to share some of those with your audience on some of the things that people said that they would keep, some takeaways and some encounters. I think that gives you a really good breadth of what happened and what some of the experiences were at the expo. So if you're open to it, I'll just fly through some of these keeps, and we feel free to interrupt and however you want to proceed.
Crystal, since I've known you, when have I ever said no? Go for
True.
It.
Go All right. For it. Well, just to highlight of some of the keeps, and I'm just reading in order here. Keep the worship exhibits, the caliber of speakers at the general session. The first two speakers for the main event were amazing. The last three were amazing. Bring them back. The speakers for the women's day were amazing. The women's event, the passport book that gets stamped was great. The amazing people and families that attended. Too many great things to be kept. VIP roundtables, praise and worship session, full day of incredible speakers, special worship, expo floor. And now you're starting to hear some repeating. Start with praise and worship. I thought the worship segment with Mac Powell was a tangible piece throughout the building.
Now, by the way, Crystal,
yes.
Tell everybody, for people who don't know who Mac Powell is, you know, who
sure.
is
So Mac Powell, we opened with worship with Mac Powell. Mac Powell is a four-time Grammy Award-winning artist, formerly the lead singer with Third Day. So a lot of people know him with Third Day, and now he has his solo career. So,
and yes. He also has a hit song right now that's played all over Christian radio. It's just wonderful.
No, did you guys make it in for that session with Mac Powell?
I was there.
Oh, wasn't he so charming? I mean, it was early in the morning.
Yeah, he talked about the fact, and I thought about this before. He goes, I don't usually say yes to requests to do things at 8 a.m. an artist is going like, wait a minute, I thought that only appeared on the clock one time at 8 p.m., but it's...
That's right. That's so good, and I think we sound checked around 6:30, and we had a VIP private meet and greet with him before, but he was so so kind and so good to our audience, and it was just really neat. So we did an unplugged worship session with Mac Powell, and he, you know, I think we even did some hymns, and it was so fun to do some hymns where everybody was singing along, and it was just really neat. So people really, and that was, we had 84% of the people that were surveyed attended that worship segment. So that was the highest segment of all the different options that people did attend. So they really liked opening up with Mac Powell. So those were some of the keeps. And one more person that had a keep on there was the worship experience with a known artist, keep the VIP networking session, and at least one well-known speaker like Lou Holtz. So we also had Lou Holtz, who was hilarious. He ended the day with a legacy and an incredible talk that was really moving. And he was also extremely kind and generous with the people that that he interacted with, and just with his time and being a part of it. It was incredible.
One of the things that I really, really enjoyed is, and watching, was individuals sitting at tables out in the lobby or other places with similar businesses, and they were looking at ways they could collaborate together. And so that there were people that were really growing their business God's way, really right there at the show.
Yes, that's a great point. One of the things that we heard a lot of feedback from year one that people really liked was Canterbury Conference Centers, where we did our first one. And they had a section within Canterbury that was just kind of couches and lounge, and people really liked that. They actually even commented on the survey about enjoyed the couch time. And so we intentionally, as we set up the furniture around First Baptist, we intentionally put sort of a living room area together so that people could have that sort of lounge couch time. And that kind of shows up in some of the takeaways and that we saw from the survey. Just a few of those. Of course, I won't read all 50 to you, but so many takeaways from this great event. Why must I choose one? They said, I took away amazing relationships, which speaks right to what you're saying, Mark. I also believe God really does want us to be successful. When we are successful, we add to God's economy, and He receives all of the glory.
He sure does. Now, we're going to take a break right now, and during the break, you're going to hear an announcement for the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. And you're going to have information on how to connect with Crystal, how to join, and the benefits from that. I encourage you to go to that website and check it out today. We're with Crystal Parker, president of Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back in a minute.
If you're a Christian business person and you want to meet people who want to do business with you, you need to join the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because the mission of the Christian Chamber is to build kingdom, business, and community. And it all starts with the Christian principle of building relationships. To learn more about the Christian Chamber and all the different ways you can get engaged with hundreds of other Central Florida Christian business people, visit cfchristianchamber.com or call 407-258-3570.
Ladies, do you want the men in your lives to be better husbands, fathers, and providers? Men, do you want all that and more? Christ-Led Communities has the answer. With men's Bible studies and group experiences, Christ-Led Communities has a curriculum that meets most every man's spiritual needs. Visit clchq.org to learn about your opportunities to grow in Christ in a Christ-Led community. The website again is clchq.org or 407-484-3899.
Hey, this is Mike Gilland, Operations Manager at the Shepherd Radio Network, with a special invitation for you to join me daily, Monday through Friday, for my show, Afternoons with Mike. Our show is aired at 3:05 p.m. and replayed twice. First, the same night at 9:05 p.m., then the next morning at 10:05 a.m. It's my privilege to have a wide variety of guests on my show, ranging from senators to pastors, celebrities to singers and businessmen and women. The common thread to each episode is our goal to look at life through the lens of a biblical worldview. You can listen on air to any of the three Shepherd stations in Florida. Plus, you can listen online at our homepage, theshepherdradio.com. Listen on demand to our podcast, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All you have to do is use the search phrase, Afternoons with Mike.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
I had to cut you off in mid-sentence to take the break. So let me come back to you. And I know you have a few more that you'd like to share that really have a lot of impact on what this expo meant to folks.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to do that. It's so funny because as we took that break, I was thinking, Mark, about how these comments and the survey results align perfectly with our mission. Our mission is to build kingdom, to build business, and to build community. And you're just going to hear that thread through and through in these comments. And and some of the takeaways.
Oh, by the way, Crystal?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I did. what, interesting story about build kingdom, build business, build community. It used to be build business, build community, build kingdom. The first thing you did when you stepped in is you changed it around to kingdom, business, then community. Why did you do that?
Well, you know, in my consulting business with Intent and Impact, one of the things that I always start with when I'm working with the company or the board is I always like to start with the mission and just go, are you in alignment with what your mission is? And do we need to tweak the mission, or is it, you know, does it align? And so as we were looking at the mission, and I was just, you know, in my spirit, it didn't feel right. Because the thing is, as believers, we know that we give God first. He's first, right? It's God, it's family, it's business. That's the order. It's God with our money. It's Him as the CEO. He's at the head. He's at the helm. And when I looked at the mission for the Christian Chamber, I believed in all three of those things. But then I realized that if we put God first, this build kingdom, and then we're building our businesses, that will flow into the community. And it just felt like the right order. And so made that little bitty tweak. And I really feel so good about that as teaching believers that are in the marketplace that it's God first. I know as a business person, when I was working in corporate, I was so out of alignment. I was business first, me second, family third, God for 2 hours on Sunday, and that was pretty much it. And what I really am passionate about is teaching business owners that by putting God first, everything falls into place.
Yeah. So going back to the expo, it was doing business God's way.
Yes, doing business God's way, creating God's economy. Absolutely.
So now that I took us down that little rabbit trail, let's come back and share with us some more about responses you got.
Okay, great. Takeaway, true success arrives when we make God the CEO of our life, our business endeavors. How about that? This was such a refilling my cup event. It was so needed and I loved it. This is needed for all business owners. I wish this place had been completely packed and spilling over. One takeaway was the opportunity to network with believers and share a common goal. One person said, community, community, community. Made some great connections and have a follow-up plan with my marketing admin. God is good, and there are many kingdom businesses out there. As Christians, we are a force for good. United, we accomplish more for His kingdom. If your brand, your mission, and your vision are not in alignment, you probably will not succeed, someone said. I love this. Someone grabbed a quote from one of our speakers, and it just kind of flew by me until I saw it here as their takeaway. And it was from Susan O. And she said, don't look for doable, then pursue it. Pursue what's truth, and then find a way. And then the last takeaway I had here was hearing people talk about their faith in their business and how many had a dream that started their business and guiding their success. Some pretty great takeaways, but my favorite are the encounters.
Yeah, exactly. You mean where people really saw God show up in a meaningful way?
That's what we wanted to know. The question on the survey said encounter. What encounter did you have with God? How did you see God move in your life, your business, relationships, spiritually or through others at this event? And then we, you know, it's all anonymous, but if they wanted to put their names on it, they could. So someone said that their encounter, they said, God is not interested in my performance, but rather in my perfect surrender to His will. Hearing people's stories, personal and business, of how God has blessed their lives. Someone said, I felt God really convicting me about I need to forgive and love myself. I cried for three speakers. You could feel God speaking through these people. I'm sorry. I don't know if I can do this. I get too emotional about it. It really does. This is such a, my heart is for people to know God and to like get a deeper relationship. And so when I was putting these together to share today. Like, I started crying. I'm sorry. It's not like sad crying. It's like happy tears, just feeling so on fire for this mission.
Well, Crystal, what you're showing is this was more than your typical expo. This was an encounter.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This was an encounter. This one's kind of a fun one. Someone said, I ran into friends that I met on LinkedIn out of the blue in the lobby. I never knew we would meet, but it was ordained by God, as I did not know of her health challenge and she didn't know of mine either. We were meant to meet on Friday during lunch and chat about our challenges and how we can help each other. We are praying for each other and our families, and we'll work together for the glory of God. So many of these. Someone said, continue the journey that I've been called for. Unity with business leaders. There's a hunger all around us, and this event allowed us to express freely how we as leaders can use our businesses to expand the kingdom.
Those are you have
amazing.
Another one?
I could keep going. Well, I'm telling you, it's one after another.
Well, just personally, I think if a person went there, a business person went there and spent all the hours they could doing all the things that they could do, they would have developed enough relationships to where they wouldn't have to advertise for their business for the rest of or for another year. You would make enough relationships, because the relationship you develop there is, they're not transactional. It's about serve, don't sell. And you get tons of people looking for ways of serving you. You're going to do some business. But then the other thing is the event itself. The fact that people planted themselves in a firm foundation, in good soil, and they got tools to then do the business that they need to do now with customers and clients that they need. So it was an incredible show.
Thank you. And I think that's just such a great way to put a point on this, is the good soil. And, you know, as business owners, I get to hear people talk a lot about, you know, firing their customers and choosing who they want to do business with. And when you get to a certain level, you ultimately do. And it's nice to do business with people that fill you up, that don't just suck the life out of you, that fill you up. And it really makes, you know, when you get to go to work fun and really enjoy it.
So what's on store for the next one? Do you already have a date? Can people reach out now and pre-register?
Let's see. I've been trying to catch my breath. I do feel led to do another one of these crazy things. It does take a lot of work. We ended up with over 55 volunteers that helped us put this together. And a lot of it was day of volunteers. So we'll be looking in October. We're looking at some really neat partnerships. And, you know, what we've learned here through everybody's valuable feedback is going to just help us to continue to sharpen this and really refine it so that we're able to deliver a meaningful experience and a helpful business experience for people for the next one.
So Crystal, for those who would like to learn more about the chamber, the expo, everything the chamber does, how do they get in touch?
I think the best way for them to get in touch with us is they can visit us on at uschristianchamber.com or CF, like Central Florida, cfchristianchamber.com. On both of those websites, we have a contact us form, and you're welcome to just send us a message and we'll be back in touch with you. We also have our annual meeting coming up next week on Thursday, and that's a great way to come out, learn more about the chamber, learn, you know, sort of the vision for creating kingdom commerce across the nation.
Cool. Well, Crystal, as always, you've been a wonderful guest. We appreciate having you. We look forward to seeing you at the meeting next week, and we look forward to seeing many of our listeners too. So for Crystal Parker, Mike Gillen, this is Mark Goldstein. God bless. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.